This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Colombia announced Sunday an effort to, quote, modernize the police following widespread international criticism for the violent repression of anti-government protests. President Iván Duque says he is ordering the creation of a, quote, decree that will modernize the structure of the national police, especially to strengthen the policy on human rights. Without specifically yielding to protesters' demands for police reform, Duque promised a transformation of the police. He says he will create a human rights directorate headed by an outside expert. Demonstrations on April 28th against proposed tax hikes have morphed into widespread anti-government protest of unprecedented scope in the country of 50 million. At least 61 people, mostly civilians, have died in the protests, according to authorities. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Sunday he will use the Group of Seven G7 Wealthy Democracies Summit this week to urge world leaders to commit to vaccinating the global population by the end of 2022. Johnson is expected to stress the importance of a global vaccination drive when he meets with fellow world leaders on Friday in Cornwall, England, for the first face-to-face G7 summit since the pandemic hit. He said in a statement Sunday, quote, vaccinating the world by the end of next year would be the single greatest feat in medical history. U.S. President Joe Biden and the leaders of Canada, France, Italy, and Japan will arrive in Cornwall beginning Friday for 3 days of talks focusing on the global recovery of the pandemic. Sunday Times reports Johnson is set to announce at the summit Britain will pledge to donate over £2 billion worth of jabs this year, with further donations in 2022. This is VOA News. At least 11 civilians, including 4 women and 3 children, were killed when a roadside bomb struck a bus in Afghanistan, officials said Sunday, as a top U.S. negotiator visited Kabul. The latest attack targeting passenger vehicles occurred on Saturday evening, raising fears of fresh violence in the months ahead as the U.S. military continues to pull out its last remaining troops from the country. No group has claimed responsibility, but the Taliban is accused of planting the bomb. Saturday's attack came after a series of blasts targeted passenger buses in Kabul this week, 2 of them on Thursday. Violence has soared in recent weeks as the U.S. military continues to withdraw the remaining 2,500 troops from Afghanistan, even as peace talks to end the war remain deadlocked. Mexicans head to the polls Sunday to vote for a new lower house of Congress, state governors, and local lawmakers. Races seen as a referendum on a president Andrés Manuel López Obrador's policies and efforts to shake up Mexico's institutions. All 500 seats in the lower house, 15 state governorships, and thousands of local leadership positions are up for grabs, with some 93.5 million Mexicans eligible to vote. The lead-up to elections has been overshadowed by the COVID-19 pandemic and vaccine rollout, as well as record criminal violence, with a security group claiming 91 politicians have been killed this election cycle. Israeli police arrested a Palestinian protest leader in a contested neighborhood of Jerusalem Sunday, a day after forcefully detaining a prominent journalist there. The Al Jazeera reporter was covering the campaign by Jewish settlers to evict dozens of Palestinian families from the area. She was released from a hospital Sunday with a broken hand that her boss said she sustained Saturday. Al Jazeera's acting director general is accusing Israel of attempting to silence journalists. Tension over evictions helped spark weeks of unrest leading to last month's Israel-Hamas 11-day war. The most imminent Jerusalem evictions are on hold, following an intervention by Israel's attorney general, but the settlers' campaign continues. Pope Francis said Sunday he was pained by the discovery of the remains of 215 children at a former Catholic school for indigenous students in Canada and called for the respect of rights and culture of Native people. He urged Canadian political and Catholic religious leaders to shed light on the finding and seek reconciliation and healing. He stopped short, however, of a direct apology that many Canadians had demanded from the Catholic Church for its role in the residential schools. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.